I was very excited about the anthropology department because it was like the biggest thing that had happened in anthropology. And we won't go into the reality and the fantasy, but I came. But then I was really half in this thing, and this thing was very small. So there were only two of us joint people, half our teaching had to be there. But I was amazed at this group of women that I found here who were just so institutionally savvy, so committed to this project, you know, even though it was all volunteer time for them. You know, and thinking about how to make it good, and they had very, you know, they wanted the highest standards, but recognizing Columbia's limitations in terms of departments, powerful departments, so people had to really be wanted in their discipline. So that's the brilliance that they had, I think, that they wanted the departments to be totally invested in this hire, and so they involved them from the beginning, and so they wanted the senior person in their department, because as an anthropologist, I was somebody who would bring something. As a historian, I mean, what more could you want than Alice Kessler Harris? So that was their strategy, because a lot of programs founder because you get people that the departments don't really want. Mm-hmm. So they were so smart. But it means that some people can't be considered, right, like the kind of cutting edge usually of feminist studies, which is very interdisciplinary, or cultural studies, or doesn't quite fit. Mm-hmm. We couldn't hire people like that. So we're all people who are like very well respected in our disciplines, but who also have some relationship to women's studies and sexuality studies. Anyway, so that was there, so that I came here. So that was a very different world for me. And my work actually changed, because I always tell this story that probably the article I'm most famous for now is this little piece that was called Do Muslim Women Really Need Saving? And it's taught in university writing and all over. And it was for a kind of teach-in that the Earwag did. Roz Morris was the director then, and there was the invasion of Afghanistan after 9/11. And she said, she organized what she called a forum on war, and Gayatri Spivak spoke, and she brought Judy Butler and Kathy Lutz, and I can't even remember who. And she asked me, and I said, oh no, you know, I work on Egypt. What do I know about Afghanistan? And she looked at me like, you don't have anything to say about, and I thought, I felt so ashamed, you know, because I was so in, you know, I only spoke from my deep knowledge, and our knowledge is ethnographic, and it's very specific. And I thought, well, I'm sure I have something to say. So I wrote this talk for that event, you know, which was to me kind of like, you know, Middle East Anthro 101. But put together, you know, I put together all the pieces that I knew and, you know, thought through a few more issues. And it was just, you know, it ended up being in the book that I published last year. It's called Do Muslim Women Need Saving? So I feel like it was being in this context that actually broadened the kind of work that I did beyond anthropology, beyond Middle East studies, you know, to sort of think, like, how could I reach a different audience with what I knew, but really directed at feminist issues.